No, in fact, I identify as a Black woman. People see me as a Black woman. I identify, my mother sees me as her child, and so she sees both sides. And I do recognize my heritage from both sides of family. I'm very proud. But I know a lot about my mother's side of the family, but the Black side was very tight with information, didn't really talk about a lot. And, being a young teenager and arguing with my grandmother about really unimportant things now. So this book was an exploration of knowing my grandmother's contemporaries and the women that grew up during the same time she did. And maybe I could understand a little bit more about her time if I could talk to women of her generation.
And these women, you now said you have 54 grandmothers. These are the Delta Jewels. How did the interviews come about? If you would step back and just talk about, here you are, Yankee, Pennsylvania, you arrive in Mississippi. You moved to Mississippi to teach, isn't that correct?
That is correct. I took a teaching position at the University of Mississippi, as some call it Ole Miss, and culture shock moving here. Mississippi was not on my radar to move down here. So it took some convincing for my husband to want to come here, considering the history of the state. But I chose to do this book because I never captured my grandmother's voice. And I never took her picture. And that is a regret. One of the few regrets I have as a journalist, but at the top of the list as a granddaughter. And I thought, I have all these skills. I'm trained in so many areas. I can't do my grandmother justice with her story right now and her words, but I sure can talk to other people's grandmothers and get their stories. And so that's why I set out to head to the Delta. Because I also wanted to focus on the women in that region.
And the first thing you did was ask the mayor for the names of some preachers.
Yes, I reached out to Bill Luckett. He is the mayor of Clarksdale, Mississippi. It's about an hour south of my house. And I was taking students there. He owns a blues club called Ground Zero Blues Club, and he's co-owner with Morgan Freeman, the actor.
Oh, that's right. He's from Mississippi.
Yes, he's from Charleston. So I reached out to Bill because I was taking students to photograph live music. And Bill saw me do this, and we just became very comfortable with talking to each other. And he always gave me full access to photograph whatever I wanted to. And I said, Bill, I'm trying to do this book, and I can't get any of the pastors to call me back. You know everyone. Can you give me five names and five cell phone numbers? I need cell phones, not church numbers. Because they never answer the phone at the churches. And Bill said, no problem. And he said, just tell them that I told you to contact them. So I reached out to one, and he was very hesitant. I'm a northerner, I have a northern accent. He wanted to know what I wanted to do. Why did I want this information? So he said, I will help you, but only if you come to church and have dinner with me and my family. So I drove down to the church, and it became an all-day event. And his entire family interviewed me around the table. So I got the tables turned on me that day.
I'm thinking of traveling to the Delta. The first thing that comes to my mind is the blues and that rich tradition. And for you, the go-to connection to your grandmother was the church. And you yourself were raised going to church with her. Were these women similar to her?
Oh my goodness, yes. So much so, Lois, that I started writing, scribbling notes on pieces of paper of how each woman reminded me of her, or the perfume, if the way they colored their nails, the mannerisms. I started writing down things, the way they did their hair, and once I realized I had all these notes on all these odd pieces of paper and I started talking to mentors and my editor, they said, you have to start putting some of these behind the scenes in the book, take us on a journey with you. So that's what we did. But yes, they're very, in a lot of ways, very much like my grandmother.
Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water, when my God's gonna trouble the water.
I was hoping you'd talk about the layout of the book. It's beautifully produced.
Thank you. Sure. So the layout, I wanted black and white pictures because I wanted that timeless feel. And they're very striking in color. I shot it with a digital camera, but I wanted black and white because I really wanted their eyes, their faces to pop out in the pictures. So I wanted this to be a coffee table book of their photographs and just their quotes. And then I realized I had all this rich material, and it was a journey about me finding my grandmother and the pain of missing her all over again and the joy of reliving some memories. And my editor, Adrian Ingram from Hachette, she said, this isn't just, quote unquote, a coffee table book. This is a history book, and we should lay it out as such.
I think you succeeded in achieving that. It's just such a great balance between the commentary and the photos, because the commentary provides the context for you to become more deeply engaged with the portraits. One who was particularly endearing was Mrs. Ruby Patton. Would you talk about her?
Yes, Mrs. Patton, she's such a strong woman, and she's a tiny little thing too. I don't think she's taller than 5'3", but what a big personality. What I love about her is that she's believed so strongly in voting that she bought a van and would take people to register to vote from 7 a.m. until polls closed. And she would even help elderly women bathe and dress them and take them to the polls.
This really was an amazing story, but it also underscored how precious the vote is to people who know what it's like not to have it. And her tireless energy shuttling people back and forth was great. But I think that you make a very important point in bringing out how much it meant to these women to be addressed by a proper title, that to be called Mrs. It had so much dignity attached to it. I wasn't aware that black women weren't referred to with a title in the South. And your pointing that out brought home how very important it was to have that. It seems like such a simple dignity, and yet they were deprived of that.
Absolutely, and it's still very important. In fact, Mrs. Bearden is very close to me and my husband. She says to me, Mrs. Steele, you need to call your husband Mr. Steele. And I said, Mrs. Bearden, I love you, but I'm not ever going to call him Mr. Steele, you know. But she still refers to her husband as Mr. Bearden. Those titles are very important. And when we were laying out the book, I was insisting that we use Mrs. in the book with their names, because This is a book about them, in their words, and I wanted them to have the utmost respect in every capacity. So the titles were very important to me to include in the book.
Alicia Burton Steele, Delta Jewels is a treasure.
Thank you, Lois. I appreciate that.